from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York on Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We will have the Giants and the Vikings week one, of course, here at MetLife Stadium. And then you'll have on Monday Night Football many, many Jets games that will be on national TV this year, just like had many last year. But it didn't work out for the NFL because Zach Wilson was playing in most of those games. But hopefully that does not happen again here, as you have Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets expected to get out to a big start. So I've seen a lot of action over the last week or so as I was starting to pay attention to some of these bets and over-under totals and things like that and silly stuff, fantasy football, whatever it may be. But I've seen a lot of Giants over talk. And it's something I cannot get on board with. And I want the Giants to play well. I really do. Daniel
for week
Jones.
One, right?
Well, you know me at this point in my life. You know, I don't expect much out of the Vikings anymore. And
I thought you were all jacked up about Sam Darnold playing.
I think it'll be better than people think. But the team has ripped my heart out of my chest and punted it. So I can't, like,
I mean, you know, they got the Commanders twice in the first half of the season. You know, their bye week is week 11. You know, they're opening up with the Vikings with Sam Darnold as quarterback. I mean, you know, and then they got Jaden Daniels week two, so I'm assuming he makes it through week one. And then the Browns, Cowboys, Seahawks, Bengals, and Eagles, and Steelers. Those are all, you know, I would say the Steelers, the Browns, you know, even the Bengals to some extent are going to have a top 10 defense.
Yeah, I mean, when you end up playing the AFC North as one of the divisions you're playing, I mean, and I know the division that the Giants are in. I mean, it's you've got a team.
You also have to play the NFC South,
right? I mean, but there's not, like, the Panthers are terrible, but those other teams you can make cases. All of them are better than the Giants.
Yeah, yes, you could.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, it would be great.
I would
be surprising if they got to 7 wins, 7-10, but I couldn't put my money on it.
I would say 1/3 of the league is what, you know, those are the teams where the Super Bowl teams are coming out of.
Well, what does Aaron Rodgers say, 10 to 12?
All right, so, yeah, it's about, yeah, it's about right.
Yeah. So he says 10 to 12 teams have a chance of winning the Super Bowl.
And he's right.
Yeah. I mean, and that's generally bared out the last number of years.
The only thing that derails a team like derailed the Jets last year is a major injury, which is obviously can happen. You know, we're going to see a ton of injuries week one like we always do.
Yeah. I mean, we sit here now talking about these teams, and then 3 weeks into the season, it's all on its ear because so many guys are hurt. You know how many schlub quarterbacks we're going to watch play this year?
I think we saw, a total of like somewhere between 63 and 68 yeah. last year.
And probably more than half of them stunk.
And some of them were going three deep and four deep.
Yeah. Well, the Giants.
Yeah.
Giants did. And we had Tommy DeVito.
But Tommy DeVito actually brought a little excitement to the team and wins.
That was the most exciting that New York football was last year, was during the Tommy DeVito era.
It was the Mike White era before that.
Yeah. Mike White, a Dolphins made a terrible decision cutting Mike White.
Well, the Buffalo Bills made a good decision picking up Mike White.
Yep. He's just bouncing around that AFC East.
He is.
Get that ball in his hands again. Something special is going to happen. Remember that game he played in Buffalo? He got his ass handed to him.
He broke his rib.
Oh, God.
That and then ugly. They brought him back with a broken rib. And
yeah,
he still played.
Right.
I mean, I give the kid a lot of credit
Me
for
too. I know, love
having
the guy.
The guts and being out there and doing everything. And
one of my favorite quarterbacks ever.
Yeah. You know, it meant everything to him to do that. That's why he did it. You know, that he knew he had to play. He knew he had to prove that he could play hurt, and which ultimately was probably, you know, this is what why it came undone here for him. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
he became so popular.
Yeah. I mean, and they couldn't have somebody like that. It's amazing. That's how bad Zach Wilson was, that they had to get rid of Mike White because he was too popular. Jesus. But, yeah, I mean, that's 100% part of the story. Now, I didn't believe that at first when people floated that idea that, like, you know, they don't want Mike White here because they're scared of him being better than Zach Wilson. But in hindsight,
it's a real deal. It's a real thing. It's like, it's kind of like Atlanta hiding Michael Penix Jr. They're not playing. They didn't play him in the preseason but one game.
Yeah.
And he's been lighting it up in practice, and they just invested $100 million guaranteed into Kirk Cousins. Hey, if you told me that next year Kirk Cousins was the quarterback of the Jets, it wouldn't shock me.
Wow, what a bombshell that is.
That would not shock me.
What about the Giants?
That wouldn't shock me either. Either one of them.
Man, oh man.
Because I'm telling you that you know how I feel about Michael Penix Jr. You know,
you like Kirk too.
I do like him. I do like him a lot, but I think that, you know, he, much like Aaron Rodgers, even though he had not been with the Atlanta Falcons like Aaron Rodgers was with Green Bay and like Brett Favre before him was with Green Bay, you know, was not happy when they drafted Jordan Love. You're thinking, okay, Kirk Cousins, they're going to go get me an offensive lineman. They're going to go get a defensive stud, maybe another wide receiver. Who knows? But they added Michael Penix Jr., which I thought was brilliant. I'll be looking for that big Penix. I thought it was brilliant by Atlanta because now they got themselves set up, I believe, for the future with a really good young quarterback who doesn't have to play this year.
Yeah, and I think that Kirk Cousins and his camp, you know, one of the reasons they didn't want to stay in Minnesota, even though the Vikings had interest in bringing him back, is they knew the Vikings said we're going to try to draft a quarterback, and Kirk didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And then
him.
He goes to Atlanta thinking, okay, I'm not going to have to deal with that, and he's got to deal with it.
Well, Atlanta's a team that's ready to win right now.
I think he's going to play great down
there. Yeah, and they just needed a quarterback, and, you know, they've tried with all these other guys since Matt Ryan left, and I think that they see, you know, the second coming, but at least a guy that can get him in and out of the huddle, make the checks at the line of scrimmage, read defenses. They got a bunch of young, really talented, skilled players. They have a really solid offensive line. They got this great Bijan Robinson as a running back. They're going to be a good team. They should be. They should run away with that division. I've said that about New Orleans and Derek Carr last year, and it never materialized.
Nope.
But Kirk Cousins is better than Derek Carr.
That's for sure. I will agree.
Much
with
better.
I will agree.
And
with
I think
that.
He's got a much better group around him, a much younger group, a hungrier group, and, you know, they should be able to put up points and move the ball on everybody.
Speaking of Derek Carr, you talk about him and Devontae Adams in Vegas. Devontae Adams still a Vegas Raider.
I don't know what Vegas is doing. They're holding. I guess they're going to wait until the trade deadline, but they are totally rebuilding. And you can't sit here and tell me with a straight face that Devontae Adams is happy playing on a team that is one of those teams that does not have a chance for the Super Bowl. He's playing with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. He is going to be unhappy, but he will never say it publicly. You know, we saw a little bit of that in the wide receiver documentary.
Yeah.
Where he was unhappy, and he was saying how they were going to get him killed. If you remember that.
I do.
He was sitting on the ground waiting for his shot in his shoulder. And, you know, Davante Adams is he's a great competitor, a great wide receiver, and he only has so many years left.
Yeah.
And, you think he's happy out there?
No, of course not. He's miserable. I mean, he's still got a nice contract, but he went out there thinking he was going to have a second part of his career with his buddy Derek Carr, and they'd do some winning. And
and by the way, you know, here's my next thing about the Raiders. The Raiders have a bunch of good young players. Their quarterback, Gardner Minshew, he's a fun story. He'll have some good games. He'll have some bad games. They're in a tough division. They're in a tough conference. The best thing that could happen to the Raiders is that they trade him, add more draft picks, and then not trying to lose, but just because of the realities of the league, end up with four or less losses. And therefore, they end up with a top three draft choice. And they end up drafting Shedeur Sanders.
That would be some sizzle.
How does that sound? You think Deion would be happy for Shedeur Sanders to go play for Antonio Pierce?
Oh, well, and to be in Vegas with a premier franchise.
And to be indoors?
Yeah.
And then, you know, now all of a sudden, Mark Davis has something to sell.
Yeah. Well,
That would be like, that's like, to me, the perfect fit.
Yeah, that would be tremendous.
And by the way, Shedeur looked great in week one. And this Travis Henry, is that what's that? The wide receiver, what?
Is it Hunter?
Hunter. That kid. Whew.
Yeah, those guys are going to be in the top five.
That kid, I mean, Deion said it. He said, this kid is going to be something special. And he recognized that he will be. Now we'll see when they get into the better part of their schedule. They play Nebraska this week. But, you know, first time I think that they've been to Nebraska since 2016.
How about you? Where'd you get that? Now you got college stat packs, too. You were all over it.
Either 18 or 16. I think it was probably 16.
So did you see these headlines about what Bill Belichick said about the Jets?
Yeah, So all of it.
This is what I don't understand. So every one of these headlines, you're not going to believe what Bill Belichick said about the Jets. What Bill Belichick said about the Jets will leave Jets fans' heads spinning. And he said nice things about the Jets and said he's one of the hardest teams to prepare for from a skill standpoint because of Breece Hall. He talked about their offensive weapons.
He didn't say anything about the coaching standpoint. He was just talking about the skill standpoint.
He did. But if you listen to Bill Belichick's press conferences, the only time he would actually speak is when he would talk about the opponent. And no matter who they played, he would talk glowingly about the opposition.
Yeah.
The Jets included.
Yeah.
So all the stuff that he's saying here, he would have said at the podium as the head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, but he's not the head coach of the New England Patriots.
But it's not, like, what did they expect him to say?
But yeah, but I think what he was trying to say, if things go south for the Jets, maybe he's trying to say, hey, they got a great team. They just lack the right coaches.
Mm.
You know, that's
he's not going there.
Big man's out there, man. He's floating out there now.
Yeah, but big man's not going to the Jets because big man hates the Jets.
I don't know. Big man may not hate the Jets. I mean, big man may hate the Patriots more than the Jets now.
And you're telling me that he's going to do, like, revenge spot with the Patriots? He hates that team. They couldn't remember they did the Two Bills documentary. Didn't even want to go into the Jets locker room. It's like, why do we have to go in there? The camera crew wanted them to go in there because they were both with the Jets.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to do that. I don't know what I have to go in there for.
I mean, Parcells came back to coach the Jets. He can come back to coach the Jets if he had to. Especially with these good players.
But Parcells didn't have an issue with the Jets. Bill Belichick does.
Well, he should have really had the issue with Bill Parcells, not the Jets. Because Bill Parcells, by resigning as head coach of the New York Jets, invoked the contract clause that made Bill Belichick the head coach of the Jets. It was the decision that Bill Parcells made that made Bill Belichick.
Wasn't he doing that in the best interest of Belichick?
No, he was doing that in the best interest of the Jets, not of Belichick. If he was really, really good friends with him, he would have said, I know you want to become coach of the Patriots because the Patriots got rid of Pete Carroll. You know, I will not resign as head coach of the Jets, but by Bill Parcells resigning as head coach of the Jets when he did. It invoked the contract clause that Bill Belichick automatically became the head coach of the Jets. But he would have to work under Bill Belichick as Bill Parcells as the GM.
There was that whole Mangini thing, leaving him and then going to the Jets. He hated that. Spygate stuff.
It was him and Tannenbaum both.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, and then the whole Spygate stuff that started because of that.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
He hates the Jets.
No, he hates Mangini.
But he's not. He could never walk back in there. After
yeah, he can.
No.
He can.
He's going to have a ton of other options.
Hey, yeah. Well, you think he's going to have a ton of other options?
100%. I think he needed this year. He felt toxic after last year.
That's why I always felt like, you know, Bill Parcells did what he had to do politically. He had to protect the Jets, which mm-hmm. I totally get and understand. He was in an impossible position. But he also wanted to screw the Patriots because he had to deal with the Patriots leaving the first time.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
So, by him resigning as head coach, when he did after that last loss, that immediately made Bill Belichick the head coach of the Jets, which he really, it's not that he didn't want it. He just wanted, what I believe, I don't know this from Bill, either one of them, but what I believe, what I put together was that I believe that Bill Belichick would have wanted to have a choice of where he wanted to go. He wanted to be a free agent, like most players want to be a free agent.
Is that the most devastating moment in Jets history? Is him resigning as head coach, going to the Patriots, becoming the most accomplished head coach of all time?
I think it was when Bill Parcells resigned, and then he got the job, and then he resigned. I think it was both
resignations. All of that. So that moment in time.
Not just his resignation, it was all of their resignations.
Yeah, so that moment in time, Parcells leaving, Bill getting the job for 10 minutes, resigning, that right there did more damage to the Jets than anything else in their history.
Right, that's what I believe. But I also, like, people say that Bill Parcells couldn't win a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick. But Bill Belichick could win a Super Bowl without Bill Parcells, but couldn't win a Super Bowl without Tom Brady.
Mm. And I think all that's right. All that bears out, right?
It kind of feels that way.
Yeah. That's why it's more than just one man. You need all the elements. Although Tom Brady did win a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick.
Which really, when you think about
puts him on the top of the map.
Amazing. And even more amazing is that Baker Mayfield took that Tom Brady team to the playoffs last year.
What's the first Tom Brady game again? I know we talked to this 1,000 times, but my brain is shot.
So basically, the NFL has opened up. So normally they would have doubleheaders on CBS and doubleheaders on Fox week 1. Right?
Yeah.
And that all happened after the NFL... I mean, CBS lost tennis, the U.S. Open tennis. That always was U.S. Open tennis was on CBS after the 1 o'clock game opening weekend.
Okay.
This year, the NFL did not allow CBS to have a doubleheader on week 1 because they want Tom Brady at 4:30 or 4:25, Cowboys at Browns on
that's right.
Fox.
That's right. Yep.
As the only... doubleheader. That's the real national game, and that is going to get a huge rating because, one, it's the Cowboys, and two, it's Tom Brady's debut.
You know what's amazing is Tom Brady, one
that's
of the most...
information you're not going to see anywhere else. I just gave you information.
No, I got it. That's great. It's good stuff.
I just don't pass it off like that's not...
Well, nothing. I mean, I just... what do you want me to do?
Like, if I were still working at CBS NFL today, I'd be PO'd that they did that to us.
All right.
But I'm not there, so...
It doesn't matter.
Right.
If this is what's amazing about broadcasting and doing a good job or a bad job. Tom Brady, the most accomplished player, well, him and Michael Jordan of my lifetime.
Of your lifetime.
Of my lifetime.
Of your lifetime.
Has had it all. Great looking. Got businesses. He's aging backwards.
You know who's also aging backwards, by the way? Rob Lowe.
Yeah, people have said that, yeah.
I see it in this Unstable on Netflix, this woke show on Netflix.
And you're still watching it?
Yeah. He's got, because it's funny as hell.
Okay.
But he's got the same type of hair as Brady has.
Yeah, I'm sure they went to the same place to get it, whatever. But anyway, all of this that Tom Brady's done, Hall of Famer, the greatest to ever do it, at the hardest position, most important position. If he isn't good in that booth, he will become a joke to everybody.
He's going
to
be good. He's going to be fine.
I'm just telling you, we've seen it before. It doesn't matter what you were in the past. If you aren't good in that booth, they will roast your ass.
I give him credit for going into the booth.
Jason, actually. And I'm right there. I'm one of the guys that have done this, making fun of people. Jason Witten had like the most perfect career in the world. Perfect. He didn't win a Super Bowl, but still, he was just outstanding citizen, played for the Cowboys, won the Good Guy Media Award every year, gets into the booth.
Ibukam.
And now everybody remembers that about him as opposed to his great career.
So if you listen to all the broadcasters out there, right? My buddy Chris Collinsworth, he talks, you know, a lot. There's no question about it. But he's succinct. He knows when to get in, when to get out, and what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that Tom Brady has to learn. And I'm sure that's something that he's been working on over the last year. That's why he took a leap year.
Buenos tacos, amigos.
Amigos. I see. I know you said I give credit to Tom Brady.
I do. It's like why he doesn't have to do this.
I know. That's why I think it's a terrible decision.
I don't know. Donald Trump doesn't have to run for president.
That's different, man. Like, come on. He doesn't have it. It's like changing the country and doing the things you think is right for the country. For Fox.
But financially, he does not have to do it.
Yeah, but I get it. That's the only comparison you can make there. You know, I mean, it's changing the world and trying to help things out for your country before you die is one thing. Being in the booth with Kevin Burkhardt on Fox is a different thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to do it. My point is he's made so much money. He's so popular. He can do and go wherever he wants to.
Yeah,
but
I don't
yet
know what the hell
he wants
doing.
To be around the NFL. Now, I will say the Mannings are different. The Mannings, you know, what they have done is they created their own niche. And they're not going to get criticized for the Manning cast because if you're watching it, it's because you love those guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the only thing on TV to watch. So they basically do it the way they want to do it.
Yeah, I just hope he's good because I don't want he doesn't deserve to be turned into a joke. I mean, Tony Romo, no one's going to ever remember Tony Romo's playing career. Nobody. It's just going to be him and his broadcasting and the good and the bad and everything. That's what he's going to be remembered
for. What about Troy Aikman?
But Troy Aikman's solid. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to be good. If you're not, you get killed. That's your lasting legacy. You sounded like an idiot. You know, that's like nobody wants it. Remember when Emmitt Smith did ESPN stuff? It was horrible. And I still remember that.
Yeah, I know.
He did it for 10 minutes.
It's not for everybody. That's for sure.
And Phil was solid before Jim Nantz stabbed him in the back, kicked him out.
Mr. Phil Sim.
Look, I will never, ever tell you guys what not to say. So, you know, have at it with whatever you want to do. It's fine with me. But I hate when stuff like that is said because then it gets attached to me.
That was Eddie Scazzeri who said that, by the way.
That's exactly right.
Just to make sure.
And
I could see the post writing that I said that.
Or the Boomer and Geo show.
Well, it did happen on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they won't write about it. If I had said it, they probably would have written about it. If you had said it. But it was Eddie who said it.
Yeah, but he's been saying it for years.
Yeah, but now I feel like he's got a little more
gravitas.
Gravitas, no.
No.
But I feel like you're more apt to say it now that Boomer's not working for the NFL today. Is that fair to say? Like, you've let that one fly a little bit easier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Mr. Phil Sim.
That's just one of many.
Phil's going to be joining us every week.
Yeah.
Hello. Is that wound in your back healed yet?
Hi, I'm Phil Sims.
You pull that dagger right out of there, or did you keep it in there?
I think he really enjoyed working with me, actually.
He did.
So that's all I can say.
Right. He absolutely did. And the guys were great together on that show.
Yeah. And he loved all the other guys, too.
Yeah. The only guy you hated working with was Deion Sanders.
Yeah, and that's been well chronicled.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So earlier you said you had someone drop out today. You were asking me to play golf. I said I cannot today or tomorrow, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
You said you're going to ask Jerry this hour.
And now we're teeing off at 1 o'clock.
Today. For real?
Yeah. I can move it to 1:30 if you can make it.
Thank you.
You're killing me.
I'm sorry. I did ask him.
No, I know. I hear. I got you.
I don't know if you want to. I know you don't like coming to Long Island, but.
No, I hate saying no. Why couldn't you have asked me yesterday?
You can say no. It's a short. It's a
I don't want to say no. But how far out?
Not that far. I mean, I would say
by car, not helicopter.
32 miles.
32 miles.
That's not that bad.
Thank you. 32 miles from here is, oh man. Maybe. Can you give me 10 minutes to figure it out?
Yeah.
Like when I get done here at 9:40? Like you have a urologist appointment that I'm supposed to go to.
No. You got to go to urologist.
Yeah. But what if I can call them and I can move the appointment?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not taking you away from the urologist. I can't. I can't play golf with you, with me knowing you canceled your urologist appointment.
But if I can move it, that's all.
You got to go.
All right.
Darius.
No. That's not where I'm going. just, come on.
Oh, gosh.
All right. That's all one right. of these flow tests, too.
Ooh.
See, that's a big test.
Crimes against men.
There you go. That's
got a full bladder. Not great.
Yeah, I don't need you being on the golf course then.
And you got some issues with the getting up in the middle of the night and peeing. So you.
I've been much better.
Been better. Okay, good.
Yeah, it was the steroid I was taking for the poison ivy.
Oh, okay.
That went away.
Nice.
Yes, very easily.
But, good. I think. You know, I'm trying to think the last time, other than your charity golf tournament, because we did not play together. When was the last time we acted? Was it?
I played with
Vegas.
Yeah,
Vegas, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Vegas was the last time.
Yes.
When was the last time you came to Long Island to play golf?
I went last week, as a matter of fact.
What?
And I would go today if I could move my appointment.
You went last week?
Yeah. Sure did. Yes, I did.
Where did you go?
Does he know this? Did you tell him? I'm just wondering.
I did not know this was where he was going with this. I
played Quaker Ridge.
He doesn't know.
Well, Quaker Ridge is not Long Island.
It's not. Where is that?
No, Westchester.
Tony Sands
Point. And I played Sands Point. I played
Sands
twice.
Sands Point is literally 10 minutes from my house.
Oh, so that's not bad. Okay.
Thanks for the call.
I was invited. I did not. Do you think it was my tee time?
I invited you how many times to go play golf?
And how many times, hold on, how many times have I told you so far this summer that me and my friend Scott would like to do a home and home with you guys?
No,
and every time I ask you, you tell me next month.
No.
Next month. Next month. And next month comes and it's next month. That is true.
Wow.
I talked to you about this in April. And I thought it would be fun. You guys come out to Jersey, and then we'll come out to Long Island,
I mean,
and we'll have
at
matches.
Sands Point, and that's literally 10 minutes from my house.
Right. And I have played Sands Point together.
You guys were also on vacation, and I did not hear from you guys once.
I had my initial golf tournament at Sands Point way back when, in 94, 95, 96.
Yeah.
You know Sands Point very well.
I know. You guys were off. I figured you were playing a lot. My phone didn't ring.
Actually, I didn't play at all.
Nor did the text.
I play almost every day. By the way,
I figured.
I didn't know.
I would expect you to.
If I would have known you were coming to Long Island, I would have invited you to play.
Okay. Sorry. I would go today if you would just give me 15 minutes to change the appointment. Mike Francesa. Yeah. We had a great time.
What?
Yeah.
He invites you once and you go? I invite you like 10 times and you don't go?
No. Time out a second.
Well, that's why you're a clown. Bye.
Let's call BS on BS. Hold on a second. I hate when you do this. If you're going to invite me somewhere, then invite me. Don't say, hey, by the way, would you like to go to a Met game in a suite? Sure. When is it? 2 hours. When I'm at work. Hey, you want to play golf today? Yes. Well, play golf? Sure. When? At 1 o'clock.
How is Big Mike?
He's doing good.
Good.
He's doing good. I played with Sal and JJ. We had a good time.
Yeah.
And then I played with Sal at Quaker Ridge and Beningo as well.
Oh.
So you and Mike stayed in contact with one another?
Not really, no. No, not really.
So how did it come about that he invited you?
Through Sal.
Oh, okay, through Sal. So did he say, invite Jerry Recco? Or did he say, get,
yes, I was on the text.
How about that? Man.
So, yeah.
Couldn't say no to that. Had to go.
I was asked a week in advance.
Wow.
I was able to go. I love this. It's funny.
Wow. I mean, I'm just a little. I'm a little shocked. That's all.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't see him at your Jersey. Charity.
He was not asked.
I mean, I don't know. That's.
Mom, are you going to ask him now?
to do what?
To come to your Jersey golf, charity event.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
We had that already, which was a smashing success, thanks to you.
Yeah,
guys.
It was great.
And that was written about this morning by Jerry Carino and your generosity.
I'm not looking for writing about generosity.
I didn't say you weren't. I just said
did he mention that I sponsored
declined?
That hole?
Oh, no, he did not.
Wow. Oh, see, Al, that's like, Al was the one that wanted something written about him.
This all sponsored by Al Dukes. No, he did not.
Do you think that Mike is tuned into the station enough to know to invite Jerry Recco to Sands Point, knowing he's going to say yes just to annoy you?
I don't think that annoys Boomer. I don't think one has anything to do with the other.
I sense he's a little annoyed.
Why?
I don't know.
You're a total jerk.
I tried.
I don't know why that would annoy Boomer.
I think maybe because I don't want to speak for him. He's going to have to. He hates when I speak for him, so I'm not going to do that.
Especially when I'm sitting in the room.
Right. So, but you're not answering the question.
I'm not here.
You're not answering the question.
I'm still trying to process this whole thing.
Okay. All right, so I won't speak.
What is there to process?
I mean, you know, I've invited you out to Long Island to play golf like 20 times. I think you've made it once.
That's not true. That is not true.
How many times have you played golf with me on Long Island?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and count them. How many times have you given me an invite with more than 4 hours' notice?
At least a dozen
times.
That's
not true. A dozen times?
How many times I've asked you to play in my golf tournament how many times, and you can never do that?
Most of the time, because it's a Monday.
So what does that have to do with it?
What have I been running on Mondays for 7 years?
Your pickleball thing?
My cornhole league, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And when does
and
that start?
And up until recently, I never had a partner.
And when does that start?
It starts Monday, actually.
Yeah, but what time? What time does it start at night?
5 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. You start at 5 o'clock? Like, people don't, like, they come right from work?
Well, we have two different time slots, 6 o'clock and 8.
And you have a partner now.
Now I do,
This guy, EJ?
Yes. Your favorite.
All right, well, tell him you're playing in my golf tournament this year.
I'm sorry.
Fine. When is it? Is it today?
It's in October.
Okay.
Actually, give me that date. Do you have that date?
Sorry. No, thank you.
And also, I would love to play this year because I'm playing again. You also know I didn't play for 20 years.
Oh, okay. So now all of a sudden you are. and Mike asks you to go, and you go.
Back.
I haven't, and you have. You won't go with me.
That is not true. I just. That's not true.
Well, the good news at Sands Point is they took down a lot of trees.
Yes, so I didn't hit myself in the face with a golf ball. That right. is very true. Yes.
Bunkers are still deep,
wide
though,
open.
Here.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Bunkers are very deep.
Yes.
Very deep. Very deep. I've heard people fall over in them.
So I've heard. I was told, yes. I was told.
You played with Sal and JJ.
Yes.
Did you guys have a match?
No, we just played.
How do you not have a match?
On. We just played.
Does JJ still do that crazy thing with his head?
No, but what he
talk?
But what he does do is he grips the golf club with his hand underneath the club.
Yeah, it's a little disconcerting.
And then goes up and around, and it's bizarre.
But doesn't he look back?
No, he didn't. I was looking for that because you guys told me that. He does not do that.
Oh, he stopped that.
He did stop
Jerry
that.
Jerry was right. telling me earlier that he hops, too.
He does. Weird.
What do you mean hops?
He bounces up and down.
When he gets to addresses the ball, he hops.
And then settles, and then hits.
That's like my buddy Shipwreck. His feet are
it's
moving
weird.
All over the
That's
place.
True. That is true. And then Joe B. hit 12 out of 14 fairways.
Good. How far?
He played in the senior tees.
That's fine.
So I would say he's hitting the ball about 185.
Good for him.
Pretty good.
Joe played very well.
He's still putting the same way?
No. No. Putts normal. Putts
That's
normal.
Good.
But he does have socks up to his knees, though.
Yeah, Jerry on Wednesday is playing with Steve Summers.
I am.
Oh, yeah. Play Liberty National. All the retired FAN guys.
Coming up next.
Yeah. Coming up next.
All right. Okay.
All right, Jerry, it's very late, but we do have more time because it's the last break.
Okay.
So you may give us 5 minutes if you want.
Yeah, all right. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, so a couple of things here just from the baseball. Mets beat the Red Sox 4-1. They've won five straight. They moved to 10 games over 500. Here was Brandon Nimmo, who had an RBI double in this game. He was on Odyssey Mets Radio after.
Unbelievable job of turning things around. You know, our team meetings, they really had impact. And you never know if things are going to stick. And this team really took it to heart and really proud of the way that they've turned this around and been able to come out every single night and try and win every game and never give up.
And so now a half game behind the idle Braves for that third wild card spot. The Braves take on the Rockies coming up tonight. Francisco Lindor 2-for-3, an RBI single and a run scored. You had chance of MVP coming from the crowd. All was good. And Luis Severino 7 innings for the win. He's 10-6, ERA of 3.86. The Mets continue their series with the Red Sox tonight. David Peterson makes the start at Citi Field. As for the Yankees, an 8-4 win over the Rangers. Gleyber Torres 3-for-5, 2-run double in the third. Aaron Judge drives in a run. Anthony Rizzo a 2-run double. Here is Giancarlo Stanton. Good to snap the little mini 2-game slide.
Big time. Good controlled win. Solid. Solid outing from everybody, so, it's a big time for him.
And the home run for Stanton, his 25th, only active player now, 10 seasons with 25 home runs or more. The other part of the story would be Gerrit Cole. 6 innings for the win, struck out 9, but went out for the 7th and left with a cramp in his calf. What exactly happened?
Yeah, my calf started cramping on the finish, and tried a couple of things to get it to stop, but it just didn't stop, so... didn't seem like it was going to go away.
They got out of a little bit of a mess in the 9th inning, but the Yankees go to 80-58, half game ahead of the Orioles for first place in the AL East. Baltimore kept pace by beating the White Sox 13-3. That is 11 straight losses for Chicago and 20 straight when Chris Flexen makes a start. Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 11-6. That ends their wraparound series. Tonight they play in Anaheim against the Angels. NFL, the Trent Williams thing looks like it is happening in terms of a deal.
Yes, it is.
All these NFL reporters are saying they are finalizing the details. I know you don't think he'll play next Monday, but
I can't imagine throwing him out there in a real NFL game after no preseason working out or anything. I mean, he can be in the weight room. I mean, who's he working against pass rushing wise? And
he's still got 6 days to the game, right? I bet you he plays.
But at least they got him and Ayuk done. before the season did begin.
And the only guy left holding out is Hassan Reddick right now.
Okay. NFL season opened up Thursday night, Ravens and Chiefs. Friday night, you got the Eagles and Packers in Brazil, as we have discussed. And Boston College beat number 10 Florida State 28-13. So the Seminoles start the season with a record of 0-2. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. A couple good ones. I went with last hour when I played a clip of Mike McCarthy and the idea of time flying by, and G got it all the way back to Al's way of life.
I think any time in life, you know, the older you get, the faster it goes. You know, my father told me, you know, when life's flying by, it tells you you're doing too much.
So you must feel like you're 25. So, yeah, you're five already for McCarthy. Who is coaching without a contract, as we know.
You know, so if I get fired from this job, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a condo on the beach, somewhere next to the beach, going to do nothing, but take vacation, maybe learn how to play the piano, rescue a greyhound, and get some binoculars. Maybe I'll catch a concert or two, bitch about the people that are around me, go home. Eat the same dinner I ate last night, and the night before, and the night before, and the night before. Slow this goddamn thing down. Crowds been flying by too fast.
There you go. Moment of the day. All right, Jerry, thank you. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Built Ford Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I know there are horrible tragedies out there every single day. I think some hit you harder than others. And seeing the story of Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau last week was one of the worst I'd seen. Just knowing those two guys are down in Jersey in their hometown for their sister's wedding, and 31 and 29 getting run over and killed by a drunk driver it was one of those things I couldn't stop thinking about and still haven't stopped thinking about. And I know we texted about it during our vacation, but you are as close to the hockey community as anybody, obviously with a son-in-law as an active player. So I'm sure that this was rocking their whole world as well.
Yeah, I happened to be with Sydney and Matt when this news broke, and you know, Sydney's a BC girl, just like Johnny Gaudreau was, a BC hockey player, and it's a very small circle, the inner circle of hockey players and their wives and their families, and, you know, talk about being broken up about it. I can't even imagine what the family was dealing with and what they still are dealing with, and the fact that Johnny's wife and, of course, his sister, who was about to be married that weekend, both put out statements to me shows just how strong they are and how strong they're going to have to be, and that family's going to have to coalesce around each other, and their friends and their families are going to have to coalesce around them, because, you know, anytime something like this happens on this scale, it is palatable. You could feel it. I mean, you actually feel it. I mean, it reminded me, again, of what happened in early August here in Long Island when that guy drove into the nail salon and killed a cop and killed four people.
Yeah.
And you just think about the thought process that somebody is behind the wheel and they are that bad in terms of their thinking, and how this person decided to pass somebody on the right. These two guys are just riding bikes on a country road. And he doesn't see them, and he completely, you know, devastates the entire family. And it's, again, a lesson learned. And you just hope that when something like this happens, that at least it has an effect on each individual who does get behind the wheel after they have left a bar or a restaurant, make sure that they don't do what happened here. It's heartbreaking, to say the least.
Yeah, and then obviously the wedding and what that means for the family going forward. And obviously they're not going to have brothers. She's not going to have her brothers at the wedding when the wedding does happen. Obviously they canceled it, postponed it. I mean, just
I believe that anybody that kills somebody under the influence of drunk driving or any other influence of any other mind altering drug should be put away for life.
Yeah,
I mean, because the amount of people that they are affecting, the amount of families, the victims, the, you know, we don't see the pain and the anguish that those families are going through. We see the initial aspect of the accident and what has taken place, and then the aftermath and the immediacy of it, and then all of a sudden it just goes off and you forget about it. And you got to remember that there are families that are dealing with this struggle for the rest of their lives, and there are going to be kids that are going to grow up without dads.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when something like this goes on. And I know that Ray Tierney, the DA out there in Suffolk County, dealing with that one accident where the guy drove into the salon, I mean, he's going to put him away. I mean, he's old anyway, the guy.
Yeah.
He's going to put him away for life. Get him off the streets, get him out of society, and then think about the victims and their families and the long-term damage that it does to the families that are victimized by the random acts of and heinous acts of stupidity.
And the guy who was involved in the Goudreau accident, you know, there's been some videos of him from, you know, his court filings and stuff, and he's just, not that anybody in that situation can come across good, but he seems like he's just cavalier about the whole thing. It's just disgusting.
Well, the amazing thing is about him is that he is a veteran, and he was working in a, an addiction facility. It's not a good story. And the amount, like I said, the amount of pain that can only be experienced by the families and the friends of the people who have been killed under these circumstances is we tend to forget about it, but it lives with them for the rest of their lives.
Well, yeah, and then Matthew Goudreau, his wife or fiance was pregnant.
Yes.
So, and he had just,
I can't even imagine Mr. and Mrs. Goudreau. I can't imagine what the sisters are going through, because they have two sisters, I believe, kids, and those left behind are just going to have to be as strong as they possibly can and support each other. And it's awful. It's just the whole, anytime I see a story like this, whether it's a famous person who ends up dying, in this case, the Goudreaus, or the people in that nail salon that died, I mean, what do you do? How do you feel? I mean, you got to do something. The politicians, the DAs, the people that are in charge of putting certain people away have got to start making examples of these people.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.